This chazor zeichin eshbachi chazor shag v'em yudim zeichin zvachim davkuf aleph. A brisa says the psukim tells us on the eighth day of the meluim, although Aaron was an oinen, his sons had died nebuch that day, Moshe commanded Aaron to eat from the korban mincha ki chein tu veisi. After offering the chatas, Aaron did not eat from it. And Moshe asked, why did you not eat as I had commanded you regarding the mincha? Kasher tzivesi. When it came time to eat the shlomim, Moshe told Aaron the shlomim should be eaten, even though Aaron was correct for not eating the chatas, because Hashem had so commanded, kasher tziva Hashem. Now, this brisa says that Moshe told them to eat the carbon even though they were in a period of aninus. However, another brisa says the pasuk of Ko'ela teaches that Moshe ultimately agreed to that the carbon should be burned because they were in a period of aninus. It seems to be seiser. Evmar Shmuel said the first brisa follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says in a brisa along with Rav Shimon that the carbon was burned because it became tummy. And the second brisa follows Rav Nechemya, who says in a brisa it was burned because they were in aninus. Another teretz, Rav said both brises can follow Rav Nechemya. First brisa refers to the components that were unique to that one time in history. Those were allowed to be eaten despite the aninus. The second brisa refers to the components that were the type that would be brought in the future generations as well. Those could not be eaten because of the aninus. Rav Nechemya explained the conversation between Moshe and Aaron as follows. Moshe asked Aaron, why did you not eat the Rosh Chodesh Chatos? Was its blood within the heichel making it possible? Aaron said, "Hein lo yehuva is dama." The blood was not brought into the heichel. Moshe asked, "Was it taken out of the azara?" Aaron answered, "Bakoidish, it never left the azara." Moshe said, "Is it because you offered it as an oinon and therefore you feel it was possible?" Aaron said, "It is I who offered the carbon, and as a kohen gadol, my avoid is not possible due to aninus." Moshe said, "If so, why did you not eat it? I told you to eat it, even though you're an aninus." Aaron responded, "Maybe Hashem meant that I should eat the carbonus that were special for that particular day, never to be brought again, but not the carbonus that will be continued to be brought throughout the generations." The pasuk says, Moshe heard this reply and was very pleased with it. He said, "What you told me is in fact what Hashem told me, but I forgot." Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they explain the conversation as follows. Moshe asked Aaron, why did you not eat the Rosh Chodesh Chatos? Was his blood brought within the heichel, making it possible? Aaron said, "Lohein lehuva es dama." The blood was not brought into the heichel. Moshe asked, was it taken out of the Azara? Aaron said, "Bakoidish, it never left the Azara." Moshe asked, is it because you offered it as an oinon and therefore felt it was possible? Aaron said, it is I who offered the carbon, and as the Kohen Gadol, my avoid is not possible due to aninus. Moshe asked, is it because in your pain you were not careful and maybe it became tamei? Aaron said, I would never allow that to happen to a carbon due to such pain. Moshe asked, if so, why did you not eat it? I told you should eat it even though you're an aninus. Aaron responded, maybe Hashem meant that I as an oinon can eat carbonus at night, but not during the day of death. The pasuk says, Moshe heard this reply and was pleased with it. He said, what you told me is in fact what Hashem told me, but I forgot. If so, why didn't he save the carbon to be eaten that night? And for the Gemara, it accidentally became tamei before nightfall. The brisa that brings machlokes between Rav Nechemya on the one hand and Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon on the other hand says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon said if the chatas was burned due to aninus, then all three karbanos should have been burned. A brisa darshens the words v'eisira chatas doroish doirash Moshe to teach that there were three karbanos. There was the seir, refers to the seir of Nachshon, chatos refers to the chatos of the eighth day, and doroish refers to the goat of Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk then says v'hinei soirav, which teaches that only one was burned but the others were not. Moshe says, Doroish Dorash refers to two questions. Moshe asks, why is it that the Chatos was burned, and why is it that the others were not? We learn from another pasuk that it was the goat for Rosh Chodesh that was burned. The Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked that if the Chatos was burned due to aninus, all three Kabbanos should have been burned. Rabbi Nechemya would answer that and say that the Kabbanos that were unique to that day, meaning the Chatos of Nashon and the eighth day carbon, they could be eaten in, even in aninus. And therefore, it was only the goat of Rosh Chodesh that had to be burned. The Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked if the Chatos was burned due to aninus, why did Aaron not just wait and eat it at night after aninus day was over? Rabbi Nechemya would say that aninus of the night following the day of death is actually deraisa. The Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked if the chatas was burned due to aninus, why couldn't it instead have been given to Pinchas to eat since he was a kohen and he was not an oinein? Rabbi Nechemya Zachmer would answer because he holds like Rabbi Loi, who dashes the pasuk to teach that Pinchas does not get the status of kahuna until after he killed Zimri. Rabbi Ashi said Pinchas does not get the status of a kohen until he made peace among the Shvatim in the times of Yeshua. Rav Dash in the pasuk teaches Moshe had the status of a kohen gadol and got a shear of the karbanos. If that's true, why did Braisa ask that Pinchas should have gone and eaten the karbanos? Why didn't he ask maybe Moshe should have gone and eaten the carbon? And for tomorrow, Moshe was completely involved in talking to the Shechina and therefore didn't have the time to eat the karbanos. Vekmar Braisa learns from the pasuk that a kohen who has a mum may eat from kachim kachim and kachim kalim. The Braisa says if the pasuk had only said that he may eat kachim kachim, we would think he may do that because we find that a zor ate kachim kachim, but maybe he would not be allowed to eat kachim kalim. Now, where do we find the Zor Eid Kachim Kachim? Presumably it refers to Moshe, and we see that he's referred to as a Zor, not as a Kohen. And Fitting Mar, Rabbi Sheisha said, it refers to a mincha brought on a bama, which was allowed to be eaten by a Zor. The Brisa discusses who acted as the Kohen to deal with Miriam's Saras. The Brisa says it could not have been Moshe because he was not a Kohen, and therefore he could not pass on the Saras. So you see that Moshe was a Zor. Efsmar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak said it may be that Moshe had the status of a Kohen, but since the pasuk regarding passing Saras says Aaron Ubonov, it's limited to the descendants of Aaron. The Gemara Brisa says that Leisheva was in a unique position in the following ways. Her brother-in-law Moshe was the Melech. Her husband Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Her son Elazar was the Skan. Her grandson Pinchas was the Meshuach Mechama. And her brother Nachshon was a Nasi. We see that Moshe was Melech, but he did not have the status of a Kohen Gadol. And for tomorrow, the Brisa means that Moshe was also the Melech, in addition, maybe also in addition to having the status of the Kohen Gadol.